Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And for the movies this weekend, we're joined by Kristen Meinzer, co-host of the Takeaway podcast Movie Date, in our studio down in New York. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, John.
So it's Friday. We got to think about movies. As the co-host of the podcast Movie Date, what have you been looking at? Conviction, starring Hilary Swank, is opening today. I don't know what to, you know, the last couple of outings for Hilary Swank weren't terribly successful. Listen to this clip and tell me what you think.
I'm going to stop by trying to get a BA after I finally take the stupid GED test. And after that, if I even get that far, and there's no guarantee I'll even get in, I'll apply to law school. He's going to take a long time, Kenny, a really long time. And, I mean, I might be 80 years old before I finally become a lawyer. And even then, I still don't know if I'm going to find the answers.
A heroic true story is what Conviction is. How does it work?
Well, I think that Betty Ann Waters' story really is heroic. It's really compelling. She's fighting for 18 years to get her brother out of jail, who she feels is falsely accused of murder. However, I think in the movie, she comes off as completely obsessive and delusional. He comes off as violent and unlikable. And it's really too bad because I love her story. I think the cast is great. I just think they tried way too hard to amp up the drama where they really didn't need to. It was already in the story.
So they had an Aaron Brockovich and they blew it.
Yes, unfortunately, it turned a little bit Lifetime movie.
All right, that's the Meinzer verdict on Conviction. But Red comes out today, very different from Reds, which came out a generation ago. This has got Morgan Freeman, Richard Dreyfuss, Bruce Willis, Helen Mirren, but they're not playing retirees. What do we got going here? Listen to this clip.
This place looks fantastic, Victoria. How'd you do it?
What?
How'd you make the transition? You seem so calm, at ease.
I love it. I love it here. I love the baking. I love the flower arranging. I like the routine. I do get a bit restless sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little romantic comedy for some old folks, right? How'd that go?
You know, I love Helen Mirren so much. I will watch her in anything. I loved her in Prime Suspect. I even loved her in National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets. I love Helen Mirren so much. And what's not to love about her kicking ass and taking names? And in this movie, she's a retired CIA assassin and getting back in the game with all those other great actors, Bruce Willis, John Malkovich, Morgan Freeman. And I just love it. I love Reds, by the way, retired, extremely dangerous. So that tells you everything right there.
All right, so you like Red. It's not simply just another badge in your Helen Mirren obsession.
It might be.
It might be. Uh-oh, okay, good information. All right, Hereafter is out this weekend in limited release. Kind of a mysterious movie starring Matt Damon. Let's listen.
Can I ask you a question?
Would it be okay if I told you the answer was no?
You don't even know what I was going to ask.
Yes, I do. You can ask me if I can do a reading for you. I mean, sometimes, you know, knowing everything about someone, it seems nice, but really, maybe it's actually better to hold stuff back.
Matt Damon in Hereafter. The promotions let me know nothing about this movie. What do you think?
Well, it's a movie that has three different plot lines in three different countries, one giant overarching theme that's supposed to connect everything and explain our common humanity. It's ambitious, and I wish it would have been better. It just wasn't great.
A romantic Syriana. Interesting. Kristen Meinzer, co-host of the Takeaway podcast Movie Date. Thanks so much, Kristen.
Thanks, John.